There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the bill we got? I mean, the bill we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, you're banned.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, 107 FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Glad to have you here on the second half of the show on a Wednesday. It's almost like Friday. We're split the week here, right? We've arrived at the 1 o'clock hour on a Wednesday. Start thinking about the weekend ahead. Maybe thinking about making some extra time to slip by and see my buddy Angelo at Mobile Bay Coins. That would be a good idea. Hey, man. Good. Okay. And last time we talked, you had mentioned that y'all are in a position where you're looking to you're always looking to buy precious metals and sell precious metals. But right now, you need silver so badly, you're paying, I mean, truly top dollar.
Right. Like in the past, we would normally buy, you know, gold and silver a little bit back spot. And there are many items right now that I'm paying spot or some of them even over spot. So if you've got some gold or silver bullion, maybe some coins that you've been thinking about selling, but you're worrying because the price is a little lower than what you'd like to be, you still need to bring it in. Let us take a look at it.
Okay, I mean, so spot is, and educate us here too, spot is what?
Spot is the market price for a contract on gold or silver. So if you were a big jeweler manufacturer, you might look at the market prices, lock in a contract for 5,000 ounces of gold or 5,000 ounces of silver for your manufacturing facility for making jewelry. Well, we don't do that, but we look at that as sort of the benchmark of where the prices are. So right now, the spot price on silver is around $14.35, where, you know, a few months ago, we were paying a dollar and a half back of spot. So take spot minus $1.50 for some items. Now those same items, we're paying spot for. So you've just made an extra $1.50 against that spot price. That makes up for a big drop in the market pricing overall.
All right, good deal. And those of us looking to buy, you've been saying, you've been telling me forever, actually, and it's been true that silver was a better play for me. Because I came in and said, what about gold years ago? You said, man, you know, silver probably has better movement for you. And you've been right.
Well, it certainly does. I mean, if you look at the numbers, silver is basically tripled in value or gone one-third in value, depending on if you're buying right or buying and selling wrong on that one.
Right.
Gold had much less movement overall. So if you're looking to buy, you know, gold and silver items, maybe you're buying some jewelry, maybe looking at some of those cool pocket knives, we have a huge selection right now, and the prices couldn't be better.
All right. Talk about gift items. If somebody's looking to get a gift for an actual event coming up, or they just want to go ahead and have a gift on the ready if they need it going down the road, what would you point us to there at Mobile Bay Coins?
Well, we have all those cool engravable pieces like the elephant rounds, American flags, just simple I love yous. We have all sorts of interesting bracelets and necklaces, the open L pocket knives, and all sorts of cool pop culture fine silver items here in stock.
All right. Give us directions to come see you.
We're in Midtown on Government Street, 2204 Government. You can call us at 725-1590. Or if you want to just check everything out from the comfort of your home, go on to Facebook and like and follow Mobile Bay Coins.
All right. Thank you, Angelo.
Have a good one, Sean.
All right, you too. Angelo checking in from Mobile Bay Coins. And we're working on putting that whole document up from the AG's office that I was reading from earlier. I mean, I just got it as we're doing the show and kind of came into the inbox here while I was on the air, read you what I could about it. I said right here at the end of that document, this is, if you weren't with us last hour, so this comes from the city of Fairhope, but in reference to an attorney general opinion that they sought on changing the form of government there in Fairhope. And so the first part of it comes out of Fairhope, and it says the Alabama Attorney General opinion on the determination of a new form of government for the city was transmitted to the city attorney, Marcus McDowell, on September 25th. The city attorney was authorized by the city council on August 13, 2018, to submit questions to the attorney general that sought clarification ahead of the October 2, 2018 vote to ensure that a petition, as certified, was valid. The confusion stemmed from the provisions under Alabama Act, and it lists the act in section, passed by the Alabama legislature this spring. And this is the attached opinion. We read through a good bit of that in the last segment. It concludes this way. It says, because Act 2018-569, so that's what was passed in this last session, did not modify the petition process set forth in section, and list another section, petitions submitted after passage of the act should not specify whether council members will be elected at large or in single-member districts. Such petitions are valid and must only comply with the provisions in section, and list another section. So then they go, if the petitions are valid and due to be counted, how are council members to be elected, and when and how will the determination be made by the municipality? It says, your final inquiry questions on how the municipality will make determinations regarding the election of subsequent council members. They list more sections and subsections, and they come down to say, for example, Section 11 dash blah, 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 addresses the time for the change in the form of government, addresses the division of the municipality into districts, as well as information regarding the election of municipal officers. Accordingly, strict attention should be given those provisions. I hope this opinion answers your questions. You know what, Steve Marshall, you've been my guest. You've been on the show a lot of times. I enjoy talking with you. That does not answer my questions, but then again, I'm not a honed legal mind. So, but there's the opinion. We'll put it up on our on the Twitter feed here shortly. You can read through it, and I'm sure all the other news groups will be talking about it by this evening and tomorrow. All right, a story we started last hour with. Now there were three, right, as accusations coming in against Kavanaugh. This was announced earlier in the week that Michael Avenatti, had a client who was going to bring forth this information. Earlier in the week, he said the alleged victim was laying out her serious allegations, which they, in fact, are very serious allegations. But the thing that stood out to me, and I want to get some response here from Quinn Hillier on this, is he puts out a tweet this morning, Michael Avenatti does, and says, here is a picture of my client, Julie Swetnick. Okay, there's a picture of the big picture. Here's a picture of my client, Julie Swetnick. She is courageous, brave, and honest. We asked for her privacy and that for the we asked that her privacy and that of her family be respected. I got an idea. One of the things that leads to a tough thing with privacy is when you put her picture out there and put it out on Twitter. I mean, Quinn, I mean, isn't that kind of like trying to have your cake and eat it too?
Yes. Yes, it is. This allegation defies belief. And for so many reasons that it is mind-boggling, and it is evidence of a smear job the likes of which, even with all my experience in politics, I've never seen. You have somebody who's three high school years ahead of Brett Kavanaugh, who supposedly is repeatedly going to parties, well over 10, she says, with guys 3 years younger than her. So she's in college and they're in high school, and she's repeatedly going to parties where she repeatedly sees them spiking the punch, repeatedly sees them totally mistreating women, repeatedly sees Kavanaugh refusing to take no for an answer, and where she has repeatedly seen boys lining up outside of a door waiting to, openly waiting to gang rape somebody or to serially have sex with a girl. And she keeps going back to the party saying, well, I just kept going back and made sure that I didn't drink the punch. And then she says, but even despite the fact that she knew all that was going on, somebody managed to spike her drink anyway. And she was gang raped while Kavanaugh was, quote, present. And yet nobody, not a single person in all these gang rape parties where the girls were just sitting around waiting to be gang raped, nobody reported it to adults. Nobody stepped in to try to stop it. Nobody reported it to authorities. Nobody reported it to anybody else. And it was open behavior, and yet 65 of the girls who knew Kavanaugh at the time have gone on record saying he was an absolute perfect gentleman.
Listen, it
doesn't add up.
Right, there are a lot of things that don't add up, but I mean, I can go, you know, common sense, and I mean, from the first one, let alone before you get to the egregious things laid out there, the fact that it just goes against the way the world works that a older woman would want to hang out with younger guys. I mean, just...
Well, no, that's not true. I mean, look, when I was in high school...
Oh, here we go. Casanova?
No. It wasn't romantic or whatever, but I was on a sports team that had, you know, the guys and girls cross-country teams, for instance, hung out a lot together. I was frequently around girls 2 years older, one of whom is still one of my best friends today, but they're not going to hang out with me if I am, you know, part of a group of people who is openly, serially gang raping girls.
Yeah, okay. I understand. I mean, we're going to get to that point. I'm just saying, at first blush, that a woman from college would come hanging out with high school boys just seems strange to me. But
repeatedly, absolutely. Okay. 3 years younger than her. No, yeah. You're right.
Okay, so that brings question. But then to play devil's advocate here for a second, which I can't help but doing, the nature of... Now, this has got, you know, the smear, the taint of Avenatti here, but the allegation is so scandalous. It is so big here. It is so unnuanced that it does make part of my brain go, if they didn't have something, how the heck would they bring something that was... I mean, this is a big one for them to prove. I mean, this is it just seems like they're throwing for the end zone here, you know, and it could easily be intercepted. Why go there? Why go with this?
Well, because first of all, other than, you know, which is what I'm about to say, the big other, it is actually considerable. Other than the fact that she's gonna, you know, be the subject of a lot of nasty social media stuff. But there's not much downside to it. Kavanaugh is not going to turn around and sue her for libel. Kavanaugh, you know, nobody's in there. There's no financial downside. She immediately becomes a heroine of the left. She probably gets a big book contract. She's been in bankruptcy court several times. She doesn't really have a downside.
What? If she comes out and says this and makes this up out of whole cloth, and whether he is a Supreme Court justice or he is a judge as he is, Kavanaugh lawyers up, they sue her. I mean, I know you're saying she doesn't have there's no blood in the turnip, but they're going to sue her. They got to.
No. You really think that if somehow he gets through all this and he's on the Supreme Court,
if he gets through it,
he is going to enter into private litigation trying to get damages from her? That would never happen in a million years.
Maybe it needs to happen more often if this is not true. If this is not true, maybe we need to change that.
Well, we do. But I mean, again, the idea of a Supreme Court justice in private litigation over...
Sure,
you know,
I get what it looks like. Sure,
yeah.
but this nature. I mean, that's why I just when something like this comes out, I go that this, you know, this is so beyond the pale that you wonder, you know, how they even thought they were going to defend it. Listen, we'll do this. We'll run the news break. Coming right back, more with Quinn Hillier. We're talking about what happens tomorrow. Will Dr. Ford, who is accuser number one, be there? And what does this do to those maybe three Republican swing votes out there, having another accuser in the mix now? We'll get Quinn's take on it and yours when we get back.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
24 FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. Return to our conversation with the man from QuinnHillier.com, also the author of the Mad Jones Heretics trilogy. Matt Jones' Heretic trilogy available now on this thing called, what's it called? Ammo what? Ammo's. Ammo. It's a new thing out there.
Zone?
Amazon, Emma, yeah. There.
Yeah. Amazing Zone?
Yeah, no joke.
Like
yeah, $1 billion valuation, Amazon. All right, talking about Brett Kavanaugh, Judge Kavanaugh, and laying out some points here of you know the allegations that have been levied against him, and then I want to get your take on what happens tomorrow. Does Dr. Ford show up? How does that go? And then when do they call for a vote?
Okay. Which one do you
start,
want?
Start off in that layout. You said you had some points you wanted to lay out about this.
Okay. Well, the main thing is that like a typical what appears to be a typical Avenatti thing. This affidavit looks a lot more formal and specific than it actually is. When you go paragraph by paragraph, every time you actually get to specifics, it's not specific. Paragraph 7, she alleges that Kavanaugh drank excessively and engaged in highly inappropriate conduct, including fondling and grabbing of girls, but doesn't list who it was directed toward, doesn't say anybody else that was at the parties. Again, paragraph 8, she says that he was had abusive and physically aggressive conduct, but she says it was never toward her. She doesn't say it was against her. She doesn't say who else was at the party. She doesn't say who it was toward. She said she heard about things happening during, quote, Beach Week, and she witnessed such conduct on one occasion, but she doesn't say what the conduct was when she's actually talking about the conduct that she did witness, she doesn't even say Kavanaugh was involved. Every time it gets to something specific, then she doesn't actually say Kavanaugh was there or was doing it, or if she says Kavanaugh was doing it, she leaves out other specifics. And I could go paragraph by paragraph about five or six other paragraphs like that. It's a very carefully, weaselly worded accusation.
Now, so this is, it was put to, it was crafted that way, you feel?
It was absolutely crafted that way. And then she says that even after she knew this was going on and she saw it and she saw the guys lined up to gang rape a girl, but she kept going back to the same parties with the same guys anyway. She says, you know, after a whole bunch of these parties, oh, it happened to her. And Kavanaugh, she said, was present. But she doesn't say that he participated. She says that he was present at the party, but not that he had any idea what happened or anything like that. Again, every time she says a specific function other than him grinding up against girls while dancing, anything else more specific, all of a sudden it's vague. It's guys were doing it, not Kavanaugh was doing it. There's a reason why she would do that, to be so specific in some ways, but then immediately get vague or weaselly worded when it really hits the fan.
So the purpose is, and I follow it. I read exactly what you're saying. You paint a picture without painting yourself into a corner. You say all these horrible things were going on, and he was also at some of these parties. And then people are going to jump to the conclusion you meant that he did it. But you go, oh, I didn't say that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I'm now going to announce something that I've had as a private rule for years. I'm going to now announce it as something formal. It's the Hillier political constant.
Okay.
And the Hillier political constant is that the mathematical degree of credibility of an accusation leveled against an office seeker is inversely and geometrically proportional to the nearness of the vote on the office seeker. So the closer you get to having somebody voted on, whether by the public or by the Senate or whatever, the closer you get, the less believable the accusations are. And you know, right now, you have had six, count them, six FBI background checks over this guy over 25 years. Nothing came out. You had 7 weeks for the Democrats, no, 7 or 8 weeks, for the Democrats to come up with dirt on him, and the worst they could come up with was that he spent a lot of money on baseball tickets. You had a whole series of hearings and nothing came up. And after the hearings were over, oh, lo and behold, he did this thing supposedly with Dr. Ford, even though none of her witnesses mm-hmm. say she was there. And then that didn't work, so then they come up with the you know, with the next allegation about the Yale party. And that didn't work. So now you're only one day away from the next hearing, and the sleazeball lawyer comes up with yet something even more outrageous. That's what happened. The closer you get, the less believable this stuff is going to be, because it's last-minute desperation smear tactics. It happens in elections all the time. It's sickening.
All right, Quinn, we're up against a hard break here. Does Dr. Ford show up tomorrow? One word answer.
Don't know.
All right, there it is. Hey, fair enough, that's one word. I mean, it's a contraction, but we'll give it as a one word answer. All right, coming back, more Midday Mobile on FM Talk 106.5.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 137 FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along on this Wednesday. And yeah, we'll talk to Quinn some more about this tomorrow, depending on what happens with testimony from Dr. Ford in Washington. And we'll also, most likely, Dalton and I were talking about it, be airing the audio if it happens during this show tomorrow, because it'll happen after the morning show and before this show. So be ready for that. All right. It's been too long since my next guest has been in studio. It was maybe a year ago or so, maybe more, Kim Garrett mm-hmm. with Victory Health Partners back in. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
And just so I'm going to ask you the same question. We go back and play the podcast. I asked you the same question, I'm sure, last mm-hmm. year. The heck, what Victory Health Partners, what do y'all do? We hear about you, hear about your mm-hmm. name a whole bunch, but folks will be like, there's something to do with health.
Right. Yes, definitely related to health. And I think we do so much, people truly don't understand all that we do. So we are a medical clinic, and we take care of adults who lack access to health care. So those folks who just fall within the gaps, because yes, there are still gaps in healthcare.
But I think we talked about this before, but mm-hmm. People said, wait, Affordable Care Act, Obamacare
sure.
passed, and everybody has the option to have healthcare.
You would think, but because Alabama did not expand Medicaid, that would have swooped all this group up and put them into Medicaid, but that did not happen. So there's still a lot of hardworking folks who maybe they're working part-time, they're in small business, construction, hospitality, restaurant industries, jobs that might not have access to benefits, and those people who are going without health insurance. And for someone with a chronic illness, which is the majority of Victory's patients, so diabetes, heart disease, high blood pressure, cholesterol, all of those things, if you don't have access to a primary care physician, medications, just regular wellness exams, that becomes a real big issue.
Is the number still as high as it was? I mean, it was like 100,000 or
mm-hmm.
so?
Just in Mobile and Baldwin County are...
100,000 fall in that description you just
yes.
made.
Yes, and just adults, because we don't do any children, because okay. there's all kids, there's Blue Cross Blue Shield, so children are well covered in Alabama. But for our adults, they don't have access to health care.
100,000 that fit that. Now, mm-hmm. how many people do y'all see in a year?
We have about 19,000 patient encounters. And while we're just located in Mobile, we have one location off Airport and Downtowner. We serve 25 counties in Alabama, about 11 in Mississippi, and 8 in Florida. So really, the clinic is really this region's full-time medical clinic that goes really throughout the Gulf Coast, which is amazing. We never started off thinking that we would do that. We just start off as a primary care clinic, but with partnerships and just the way we've grown over these years, I mean, expanded to really take care of majority of our patients' needs.
Now, I think about this, though. You're seeing, you said 19,000 patient interactions in a mm-hmm. given year, but you just laid out a stat. Mobile and Baldwin County, there were 100,000 that fit the definition.
Yeah, so there's still a big need. So that's why
wow.
opportunities like this to get the word out, because as a nonprofit, we don't have a very large marketing, advertising
right.
budget. So still getting the word out is vital, because those, that could be someone who has delayed their health care, is relying on hospital ER, mm-hmm. which is the worst place to get your primary care, and just the needs out there. And Victory is perfectly positioned to take care of our patients through specialty care, through medicine. We do free counseling, and those relationships with those partner physicians is incredible. That's the next step for our patients. So if someone needs to see a cardiologist, orthopedic surgeon, we can get them in for that appointment for $35.
Okay, let's walk it through mm-hmm. and put it in some Sullivanese, some stuff I can understand. Yes. Somebody out there has heard what you said, Kim, and they mm-hmm. go, okay, that's me.
Yes.
They've got some kind of chronic thing. They're not dealing with whatever. Do they call, make an appointment, just show mm-hmm. up? Do they have... how much money do they have to have then to pay?
Sure.
How does this all work?
Simple process, just like becoming an established patient at any other doctor's office. So we ask you to come in to meet with our new patient services coordinator, and we ask you to bring in a few things like photo ID, social security, proof of income, and proof of residence, and all this is on our website at victoryhealth.org. And we have you meet with her just to become set up and just to get the information we need. A lot of that information is to order our patients' medications. But then we have you see the doctor on the same day to become established, just to do anything we need to do. And then from there, they'll do the treatment as needed. But we don't have a long wait time. So if someone needs to get in, we can get them in maybe even that day, but definitely that week. And then we do ask that they bring in, let's see, I think it's $35 to $55 our co-payment kind of range, and based on family size and family income. But that covers all of your visits. So that's a majority of your labs, your medications, your appointment. We do
medications.
Medications.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Some, if it's the generic that are affordable, then that's, you know, $4 to $5. But the name brand, which, you know, if a diabetic is on 4 to 5 medications, majority of those will be name brand.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we enroll patients into the drug company's patient assistant program, and we get those for free.
Okay, so I mean, you're a bit of an ombudsman here, knowing what's available from these drug manufacturers, mm-hmm. what kind of programs they offer, being able to put people with the... Okay, oh mm-hmm. yeah, there is a program where they can help you out, that kind of thing.
Exactly. So we have staff and volunteers. That's all they do is get patients their medications. Because some of our patients, like for one of our patients, $9,000 for a 3-month supply. I mean, that's just
Whoa.
Unrealistic. And it's medicine that has truly saved your life, restored her.
Right.
We've started a new hepatitis C treatment, and really it's cured 99% of the patients who have gone through it. An easy 12-week process. Treatment is very easy, tolerated by the patients, but the medication per patient is $100,000. Yet, there's just no way.
Whoa.
But, and it's curing our patients.
So, I mean, do these drug manufacturers have programs that they realize there's need and they're offering it at
mm-hmm.
to at a reduced cost or something like that?
Mm-hmm. Well, they're actually required by federal law to mm-hmm. have these assistant programs. So the next time you see a commercial, you'll see a little bitty line at the end of the commercial that says, if you need help, call this number, and that's what that number is. So
okay.
since they're giving away their medicine for free, it can be a lot of paperwork. It's original signatures. It's just a lot
But y'all do this every day.
But we do this every day, and we do it for the patients. So we do all the paperwork so that they just get the medication they need.
You know, you had listed out here, I saw the different types of clinics provided to patients for an affordable patient fee. And I think it's worth denoting this, because some people will often think, okay, well, it's just this condition that I'm dealing with right today, this emergency mm-hmm. condition. But you have audiology, minor surgery, smoking cessation, counseling, neurology clinic, wellness clinic, dental care, nutrition clinic, women's wellness clinic, diabetes education, primary care, wound care, eye clinic, pulmonary, x-ray, EKGs, lab services, sleep apnea, urology. I mean...
Mm-hmm. And that's just what we do within the clinic. So then those 150, 200 partners, say someone needs GI care, or cardiology, mm-hmm. or orthopedic surgeon, or different things, then we refer those out. So if someone...
How do you do that? How do you make those relationships with the physicians? How is that done?
Majority is them hearing and seeing our mission and them coming to us and saying, how can we help? Which is
really
amazing. There's been a few calls that we've sent out recently. We need help with GI, or we need help with different things. And so we'll make requests, but majority is, we have an amazing medical community in the city, and these physicians see the need, they want to help. And since we do have our patients go through kind of that process to where we qualify them and get them set up, they know that the patients that are coming through Victory really do need help. So
All right. Well, when it come back, if people have questions too, they can text them in or call them in to 343-0106, 343-0106. Kim Garrett in Victory Health Partners. Website again is
victoryhealth.org.
All right, Tom, be right back.
You're listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5. Call Sean now at 343-0106.
All right, 150 FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile on this Wednesday. Hey, heads up, reminder over at the Facebook page, lots of stuff going on there, but the How to Win with another round of the Ultimate Tailgate giveaway is up. We launched this yesterday. You can see all our partners there. See what the prizes are. Over $6,000, six large in prizes, TVs and carts and Adirondack chairs and beer and merchandise and jewelry, all that and a whole lot more when you check out the post top of the page there at facebook.com/FMTalk1065. Also on our website, our Twitter feed, you can check it out there as well. And we'll be, those boxes are in stores now. Make sure to register once per day and we'll do that drawing. And one person is going to win over $6,000 worth of prizes, getting you set up for the ultimate tailgate, whether you tailgate out at an actual stadium or there in the backyard. I'm not here to judge. I'm just here to help you win. So check it out right now. All right, continue our conversation. I've got some questions too here. I'm going to get to Kim Garrett from Victory Health Partners, our guest, and good to have you back. And this is,
Thank you. Yeah, it is, because
y'all are doing great work, but it's a, I think a lot of people are in a position where they know, you've finally gotten to the point that the name is familiar.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I hope
because
so.
Y'all started what, 2003?
Uh-huh. Yes.
The name is familiar.
Mm-hmm.
But still, I think there are a lot of folks, fairly enough, that don't know what y'all do.
Sure, sure. Yes.
Okay, is that, that's fair?
Fair.
And y'all are doing a whole bunch. 19,000 patient interactions in a year?
Yes, all throughout the Gulf Coast.
Wow. I want to point out a couple things. Number one, hats off to those physicians donating of their time.
Yes, incredible. I mean, truly saving lives.
And they are they're stepping in not only you know for the initial initial visits, but you're saying if you need a specific, you need a cardiologist, you need an orthopedist or something like that.
Exactly.
You can get your patients to these physicians.
Exactly. Victory will just refer them out. Once they're established patients with Victory, we can send them to cardiology associates, orthopedic group, AOC, chiropractors, dermatologists, really whole, just broad spectrum of partners, and they'll be seen in their offices for a co-payment that's similar to what they'll pay at Victory. So $35, $45. We have MRIs donated. Just, it's incredible.
So specific, you have even like specific, like the MRI, not just, wow.
And CAT scans, MRIs, and I mean, if there's something really major, like a surgery or something that needs to get it done, you know, a lot of times we don't know how it gets done, but it just gets done. Dr. Lightfoot will call our founder and executive director, and it gets done. And those are things that truly save lives.
That's fantastic. All right, from the text line, some questions here. What are the financial requirements to qualify for Victory Health Partners?
Yeah, so all this information is on our website, and we have it broken down for income, family size, and family income. We go up to the 300% of the federal poverty guideline, and I cannot fill those numbers out, but we have them on our website.
Okay.
We have all the qualifications there that are listed. And I think if anyone questions or is doesn't know exactly if they qualify, I always encourage them just call our new patient services and all their answers will be all their questions will be answered.
Okay, this is similar. Yeah, this is kind of more clerical, but what documents do you accept as proof of income?
Sure. You know, a W-2 is great, or a notarized letter from their employer just stating their rate of pay and their hours. I think three pay stubs. So really, we're going to work with you. So if you come in and you have questions, you know, we will work with you the best that we can. And again, we just, at the end of the day, we just want to take care of people. So so we're there to work and help any way we can.
Yeah, this one, I mean, there's a, what about low-income people that are don't have photo ID? They're excluded. I mean, can you...
And again, we will make it work. We will find a way. Of course, we want to stay within our lane and do what we need to do, because a lot of this documentation we're asking for, we're asking because when we enroll patients into the drug company's patient assistant programs to get their medicine, they're going to be asking for this. So if we get it on the front end, it just makes the process so much more streamlined and efficient. But again, we want to make sure we're taking care of the group that really we've been given and that was the biggest need whenever we were founded. But again, we will work the best that we can.
So, I mean, you're getting this information because you're going to need you or you in general at Victory Health Partners will be plugging this into some document needed by this drug company or this other one to make sure the patient gets the service.
Exactly. So they'll come to us and get qualified, and the physician, if they see, you know, they're diabetic, they need this type of insulin or these different things, to get medicine without insurance is just far too expensive. But the drug companies are required by federal law to have these programs to assist those that are in need of the medication. So we do all the paperwork, we do everything for the patient so that they will get their medication a lot of times for them name brand for free. Last year it was about $38 million we dispensed to patients for free through that program.
Wow.
So that's a lot of medication.
Yeah. As we're talking numbers here, you have physicians donating their time. You have volunteers helping out as well. Mm-hmm. But obviously a program that's serving 19,000 people in Mobile and Baldwin County and the greater Gulf Coast area isn't happening for free.
Exactly. Exactly.
So how do people help? How do y'all raise money to keep the lights on?
Exactly. That's a huge need. Our budget is made up about a little less than half of our patient fees, so that does go towards keeping the light on. But then the community supports us in an amazing way. So we have to raise $750,000, $800,000 a year, and a majority of that through individuals, local foundations, churches support us, we're United Way agency, corporations, just a very diverse funding stream through our development, which really that makes me sleep well at night, that we're not reliant on one source. But sure, to have individuals be our major source of support really, I think, is an amazing thing. So we do have one event that we put on, Hope for Healing, in April every year, but we just have ongoing support. We have different, we have a Changemaker campaign, which is more peer-to-peer monthly giving. So donate $25 a month, skip out on a Starbucks or a lunch out.
Right.
And because of those many partnerships and those volunteers that you mentioned, we're able to take $1 and stretch it to $40 worth of care, which is amazing.
Now, that's like some alchemy you're doing there. You take a dollar and turn it into 40 bucks.
Exactly. We're really able to stretch it through, you know, things we can do with medications and our partners and the specialists. We're really able to stretch it so far. So, and you also, just to take it down to the human factor, you think of return on investment of a patient who finally knows what's going on, and just that feeling of relief knowing, okay, I have a doctor, I have a plan, to be able to do the things that are important in life, like be engaged in your family, work, hopefully do a career where that you don't need Victory, you have benefits. Like, right, we love to see our patients
as
leave.
As a bridge to that point, yeah.
Exactly. For a lot of our patients, we just fill in the gap just for, you know, that season of life. But for others, we're their doctor, and that's great. So that return on investment, the difference that's made in a patient life, for us, that's what we love. We have stories on stories of amazing testimonies from patients, and really that's the blessing that we get, is just to be there to care for them, to love on them, and to keep them well.
That's great stuff. Mm-hmm. It's heartwarming, and it's happening right here at home. Okay, before we wrap up, people want to donate that dollar that turns into 40, or that 1,000 that turns into,
yes,
40,000, whatever, you know, whatever amount they want to donate or and give of themselves, how do they get in touch with you?
Sure. They can give me a call at the clinic, 460-2928. They can go to our website. They can do securely on our website. They can do that monthly deduction. That's so easy. And they can always, we always accept checks and all those things. But, and of course, our doors are always open. If someone wants to come take a tour to see it before they make that jump, we love to come and have people put their eyes on it and to see the difference that they would make firsthand.
Great stuff. Kim, thank you.
Perfect. Thank you.
Kim Garrett, Victory Health Partners, doing great work right here in Mobile and Baldwin Counties and the Northern Gulf Coast. Paul Feinbaum shows on the way next. We'll see you in the morning at 6 for Mobile Mornings. And remember, check out the Ultimate Tailgate Contest prize giveaway. Over $6,000 worth of prizes listed on our Facebook page and elsewhere. Check it out right now.